Now, in case you were wondering, today is National Tell a Joke Day. Everyone likes a laugh, and today we've taken matters into our own hand and have called in a professional. Lily Starr is a Sydney-based comedian who has just this year performed at Adelaide Fringe and Melbourne International Comedy Festival. This month, she's bringing her show Big Les to Sydney Fringe Festival, in which she discusses everything from lesbian clothing attire, Beyonce, to teaching high school students. Lily joins us on the line now. Lily, thanks so much for your time this morning.
No worries, Kev. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. So to kick off, what made you decide that you wanted to get into comedy?
Well, I was always a bit of a jokester slash class clown at school, and I really loved it, but I was really into theatre growing up, and I wanted to be an actor. And then I did theatre at uni, and then I joined like a comedy society at uni at UNSW, and I gave it a crack, and I just like fell in love with it. And then I haven't looked back, and I've just been doing festival shows and yeah, loving it.
And so where do you draw your inspiration and comedic material from? Because whenever I watch a comedy gig, that's always the thing I'm thinking is, where do they get this stuff?
Usually it's just from my own life, like funny situations that's happened to me, or just like conversations with friends, and we're discussing relatable experiences, and I'm like, that's funny. And yeah, so I just usually just, yeah, my life or things that have happened.
And so Big Les is the show that you have on at the moment. Without too many spoilers, what can the audience expect?
I mean, it's all in the title. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of material about my sexuality and my experience with that. Touch on the plebiscite and how much fun that was for us. And just talk about, you know, the main important things like Katie Lang and Tegan and Sarah and Orange is the New Black and the L Word, you know, the powerful stuff.
I'm fully on board. So I understand as well that you like to add a bit of vocals to your shows. Is this something that people might potentially be able to expect for the upcoming performances?
Yeah, definitely. I like to work in a funny song for my shows. I think it's like a thing that everyone most people enjoy anyway. And yeah, so I like to mix it up and put some vocals in there, and usually it's pretty funny. I mean, I enjoy it, so that's the main thing, as long as I'm having a good time.
And just before I let you go, Lily, where can people grab tickets to the Fringe Festival show that you're doing?
So if you go into the Sydney Fringe comedy site, you'll be able to get my tickets there. Or if you go onto my Instagram, lily.comedy, the ticket link is in the bio there.
Brilliant. Well, very much looking forward to it. Lily, thank you so much.
Thanks so much. So nice to meet you. Thanks, Jess.
Cheers.
Bye.
That was Lily Starr, Sydney Fringe Festival comedian. You'll be able to catch her at the Factory Theatre every night from Tuesday the 28th of August until Saturday the 1st of September. We will pop the links for you up in the podcast, and you can find those at 2scr.com.